Hi guys, podcasting from Lagos, a city that never sleeps. This is The Round Talk, and I am your host, Halima Magaji. And I have with me Shei, Besson, and Fisayo.
All right, this is Besson speaking. I'll be introducing our first topic. Now, this topic is something we are all sort of familiar with. It's going to be called the Married Men Edition. So basically, we'll be talking about the stereotype about married men in Lagos. Each of us know at least one married man with some story behind it. So,
who told you I know married men? Please, oh. In case my mother should hear this, the only married man I know is my father.
Okay.
Why you have to lie about that? But before now, you were saying that you knew married men. Don't hold back.
Okay, let's talk about the stereotype, basically. The stereotype is Nigerian married men cheat. They all cheat. Now, there is a counter. She is countering me. She's...
Most of them cheat, not all. A larger percentage. Shout out to all the married women coping with these men.
So your take on this...
Why do you think they're coping with them in their house?
Because they're cheats!
I don't get why are the married women coping with married men that with their husbands that are cheating in their home? Can you answer that, please?
Do you know what it means to have to live with a man that cheats?
So I'm saying, why are they coping? I mean, don't you understand?
So they should leave.
I have just answered it because they are cheats.
Okay. Why can't they leave married men that are cheating?
They have children. They're thinking about their children. They're thinking, okay, most married women to also think about, if I leave, what will people say? She's no longer married. The husband left her or something like that.
And besides, do you know how embarrassing it is for your man to be carrying small girls that are half your age around Lagos?
Do they necessarily have to be half the age?
Most times it is. All these men like, they like all these.
Shout out to my sugar babies in Lagos.
Okay. I can see you're encouraging girls to sleep with sugar daddies, but you're not encouraging sugar daddies to sleep with the girls.
I'm not encouraging anybody. I said shout out to the married women, and I said shout out to the sugar babies.
Shout out to the guys that are cheating too. And yeah, I'll just say that women should not only be financially free, but they should also be... They should also not take what they don't want from men. Please explain why it is not easy to just leave.
You know, they are, number one, they're in love.
Exactly.
Yeah, even in love with your husband, it's not like you just married him for marrying sake.
Are you sure?
My goodness.
Well, I'm going to say this. Love or not, if a man is cheating, you pick up your things and leave.
He thank you.
I agree you with know that. That there's this thing.
I 100% agree with that.
Jesus. No.
No, but you now said that because of their children, they're not leaving. I really don't understand. Most so you can expatiate on that for me.
Okay, I'll expatiate on that. I'm from a broken home, so I know how bad a broken home can be, especially the effects that it has on children. So basically, it affects the psychological welfare of the child at the end of the day when switching between. I know I had, there were some summers where I was like, well, I'm traveling to go and see my dad, I'm coming back to Lagos and all of that. And it's not a good picture that you want to paint for your children. So at the end of the day, women end up taking this burden and saying, because this is not the perfect image I want to paint about marriage for my child, I would at the end of the day just stay with this man and bear through it, which doesn't make sense. Leave.
Okay, so I want to ask, did you prefer, I'm sorry, I really want to get into it. I think, except you don't mind, we get into it.
Go ahead.
Okay, so was there anybody cheating in marriage?
Of course.
Okay, so would you have preferred for the other person to have stayed?
No.
So do you think in the long run it was better for you to have left there?
I think in the long run it was better for the man to not have cheated in the first place. May your soul rest in peace, daddy.
So he cheated. So life goes on.
Okay, time on now. Alima, what you are trying to say is now that every Nigerian man cheats.
No, I don't say every, most. Like a larger percentage.
Now I understand your troubles. I really, I sympathize
so
with you.
What?
First things first, before we continue, Peter is a fool.
So there should be some sort of, I don't know, experience. You just mentioned an experience, yeah, obviously. But there should be some sort of, I don't know, proof, like real life, personal immersion, something that made you assume that majority of married men cheat. I can literally, I don't know, off the top of my head, I can count tons of married men that don't cheat. Like,
off the top of my head, I can count tons of married men who have approached me.
I swear.
And
it's like G. If your father is cheating, there's nothing that will not see that other people's father is not cheating. Let me explain my own point why I say that not all men cheat.
I don't believe all men cheat.
I'm so happy she has agreed to this now because we have this on audio now.
So we have an agreement. All
Mr.
men don't cheat.
F, I said it like 10 times before we started.
Are all men dogs?
A larger percentage.
You can just say yes or no. This is not a...
It's not everybody.
I'm not trying to trap you here.
How do you expect us to calculate the larger percentage? I mean...
She has just agreed that not all men cheat. Not all men are dogs. And I agree with you.
I do not just agree.
Okay, whatever
you're confusing us.
I wish you'd be recording Shay, from
please,
the start.
Shay, please, could you like come in a beg? Because these men are frustrating me.
Okay, we are sorry for frustrating you. Back to the topic.
Yes.
I was saying that her opinion on saying that all men, because if we go back and you record it, I think you hear that.
I believe from the very beginning, please kindly rewind if you have to, dear audience. I believe from the very beginning, Shay and I.
All right, Shay, what's your opinion on this topic? You've been awfully silent.
Same thing, most married men in Lagos cheat. Like, as a young girl, it's never possible for you to. Look fine and go outside and one married or like two married men will not stop you on the road and try to collect your number.
Give us examples like personal experiences.
I wish women call out more people. Like, it's making people like me feel
bad. Are we supposed
like,
to say their names?
If you feel like saying their names, you say their names. But like, if you categorize all men.
We did not say all, Jesus.
You can call out names, give them names.
No, I'm part of the most men.
But give us...
Are you married?
First things... Exactly, I was just about to ask him because he said he makes him feel bad. Are you a married man?
I'm a man.
Most married men.
I'm
the category...
I'm talking about married men.
I'm into most of that category. Men.
No, the category is married men.
Okay.
You don't know English, Mr. F.
Okay, you're saying most married men.
Yes.
I'm saying I haven't... Most of the men that I've experienced... do not cheat. My dad didn't cheat.
Mine also.
Thank you. So if your daddy cheated, I really do not.
Pillar of salt.
I pray that. I'm about to pray for you.
Please pray for us.
I pray that when your father dies, not anytime soon by God's grace, a random son does not just come up and say, oh, I'm your father's son, and he looks exactly like him.
And it will not be a surprise to any human being.
Why? That means to show that he cheated.
Shit happened.
Exactly.
You guys are
exactly.
You're contradicting
yourself.
You guys
that's most
that.
Men don't cheat.
No,
most men cheat. Most married men cheat.
So, what do you think we are saying?
You're saying that shit happens, meaning at the end of the day, maybe your father has cheated.
So, are they not part of the most people that, as in, we don't.
My point is, when the song comes up, they're going to fall into the category of most married men that cheat. They're going to move from married men that do not cheat to married men that cheated.
I think you guys are just going for each other's throat. So the issue right now is, okay, we've established the fact that some married men cheat.
Yes.
Don't you think cheating is like a personal decision like, has nothing to do with the gender of
but then the topic did not say married men and women cheat. Like, it said married men. If we want to talk about married men, I know married men.
Aluma, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Who did the married men cheat with?
With
sugar babies. Shout out to my sugar babies.
Sugar babies. So I did not like, I don't know.
No, they are not.
Economics
has shown that when you cancel the supply, there is no longer any demand. Hence, when you cancel supply of sugar babies, there is no longer demand by sugar daddies. Please, I'm not an economist, so if you think it's wrong, good luck to you.
Yes, but she's...
So basically now, if they cut off the head of all the sugar babies, you are confident that married men cheating would...
Anyway, they'll try to procreate because I trust the married men in Nigeria now. They'll try to create.
It's even the face they are looking at, not the body.
Exactly.
Most times.
They're trying to create more. Maybe they will even turn to fellow married women at the end of the day. I trust Nigerian men now. They will create their own sugar babies.
Okay, so basically there's a stereotype now.
There's no stereotype.
What's the
It's not a stereotype.
What was it?
Not guilty it's until a... proven guilty.
Oh my God, whatever, continue.
It's your opinion.
Not it is a... not. It is...
you can't base everybody's...
It is not a stereotype when there are stories that it exists. A stereotype is when you're like, okay, a particular fact that is not entirely true. But it is not, this is entirely true. Maybe not the statistics, but the fact that married men cheat is entirely true. Hence, it is not a stereotype. What are you saying?
You said it's entirely
powerful.
True. That's what you just said.
I said the statement that married men cheat is entirely true. The statistics may not be entirely true, but the fact that there are some married men who cheat, then it is entirely true. Do you have anything to say?
Yes, I have something to say. I'm trying to understand you. You're saying this fact that married men cheat is entirely true.
No, this statement. See, you don't understand grammar. Sorry. I've said it from the very beginning of this podcast, and I'll say it again.
I'm dazed.
Let me break down.
I'm slipping out right now.
Let me break down the statements for you. Yeah. Married men cheat. Mm-hmm. Married men is what? The subject. Cheat is the verb, the action that they do. The fact that married men cheat is true because there are married men who have cheated and there are married men who will continue to cheat until the grace of God comes upon them.
I think this analogy but you made is other than the previous discussion.
But you see, the thing is that what you have to focus on is the fact that I said the statistics may not be entirely true. The statistics being most or some. Why? Because we have not counted the amount of married men there are in Nigeria. One. And two, even if we count them and we ask them, all of them will lie because they are liars. So...
Okay. So I would like to read what stereotype means, yeah?
I don't appreciate where this is headed.
I will ask Halima to please read it for us. Halima, can you read what
no,
this stereotype?
No, I cannot.
Halima, yes. Please read it, please.
Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I'm numb. Sorry.
Please,
good luck.
Read what,
fine.
Please. Your voice is really thank sweet. You.
Stop blushing.
Standard stroke conventional image.
Stop looking.
Read other lines. Like, read.
A widely held but fixed and oversimplified image or idea of a particular type of person or thing.
Thank you very much.
But the first one says
Halima, let him
no,
let
but
him
the first
die
one says standard.
Okay, standard.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to check for the meaning of standard too?
Yes,
to...
I would like to.
Okay.
You're the one who doesn't understand grammar, so don't ask me if I went to school.
I'm sorry.
I'm a freaking law student, honey. Shh.
Do you think you didn't graduate school? Or something? Did you go to bar school?
Please, can you check standard? Where the application that you brought up?
Wait, so what do you understand by stereotype now? I'm so sorry, Halima.
I understand that a stereotype is a standard.
So a standard is also like...
A widely held but fixed. Oversimplified image.
Thank you very much.
Or idea.
Thank you very much.
Of a particular type of person.
Thank you very
which
much.
Which is exactly what I said. Fact that married men cheat is not a stereotype because it is not an oversimplified image because we have seen women and men that have broken their homes literally because they cheated. But the fact that most married men cheat can be a stereotype. Why? Because it is an oversimplified image due to the fact that we said most. Can you see? Do you understand English? Do you actually understand? Please, can you bring out your sentence?
You are the one saying most men, Abi.
No! This is literally the topic.
The topic is most married men cheat.
But you are affirming that most married men cheat.
Actually, the topic is the married men edition. Basically, discussing if you think... all married men.
And they legit gave this thing a different name entirely. That the stereotype is that most married men cheat, which is totally false.
No. It's false.
The statement was that the stereotype around Nigerian married men, the stereotype, and we came up with the fact that men, okay.
I have a question. Did you say the stereotype around most Nigerian married men?
No, there was no most in that statement.
But you included most and you put all Nigerian men under most.
So you're basically, you put us all under one umbrella that we are
first
vile animals
first,
that
we
cheat.
Before we even begin, did Fisayo not admit that all of us are animals before we started this?
Yes, he did.
Thank you.
I cannot affirm or deny that.
I need proof.
I cannot.
But that's not even the point of the conversation. The point of the conversation is, do you think... I feel like we've digressed.
Yes. Not actually. Why are you arguing about
the digression is like really, really... I don't know.
It's far.
Because there was no most in this thing. And
so,
I'll ask
each of us personally. Halima, so do you think every Nigerian man cheats?
Not every.
Not every.
Most.
most.
Okay, put it in percentage. Over 100.
Yeah.
I can't. That's the point of using the word most.
Most. That means you're saying above 50%.
You want to argue above 50%.
But Alima,
I'm not married.
Alima, can I put it to you that they are
talking? Do you think your husband would cheat, Alima?
Nope, I've been praying for him since.
So he won't be among the most men that are cheating?
No, he's going to be among the some that do not cheat and are going to remain faithful to their wives.
Alima, can I put it to you that there are tons of married men that do not cheat that you've not met?
Yes, and that is why they fall under the song.
For some reason.
So there are most of Nigerian men that cheat that you don't know about. Can I say that there are most Nigerian men that you don't know about?
I think I'm using this based on the perspective of the amount of Nigerian men I know. For example, exactly, the amount of Nigerian married men I know, if we actually sit down and count it, a larger percent of them cheat. And besides, let's also remember that, like I said earlier, there are skeletons in our closet that we are not aware of.
Okay, Alima, let me prove something to you. Do you know the reason why you think a lot of my Nigerian men cheat is because the only Nigerian married men that you've come across are the ones that were bold enough to walk up to you to try to seduce you.
Birds of feathers.
Do you know why that is? Because that's a small percentage that were willing to cheat. Now, the ones that you do not know are the ones that never walked up to you.
What about all my female friends? The ones that walked up to them. Should we add them too?
I have about
5,000 contacts. A larger percentage of which are women. I can decide to call all of them here and they will let you know the amount of married men that have walked up to them.
I can prove it to you, Alimat, that there's one married man, that is common to most of your friends.
No.
There is at least one man
man that everybody's hanging around.
For you to say that there have to be common denominators and there are no common denominators around.
There's one man that is always everywhere.
Booyah, just like boom.
Didn't say anything really sensible. Like,
yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Sorry, restate it again.
I said that the reason why you cannot say that there's one man that's amongst all of us is because there are no common denominators amongst my friends. I have different friends from different sectors and classes of life, be it geographical sector, be it age sector, be it class sector, socioeconomic class, all of that.
Okay, let me now state this.
But the funniest thing is, this man, I don't know, is it face? Is it actually even face they are going for? Because even in this corona
body
period, when you're wearing your mask and wearing
body, it's, oh my goodness, damaged. Body,
yeah.
A really banging body.
Exactly.
I do not think Nigerian men are going for body because the first man that ever walked up to me, I was like 14. I don't have breasts. I don't have yams.
I'm just a pedophile. Let's
don't hush it. That's a married man. Despite I think Nigerian men are just very bold.
Yes.
And I don't think it's body. I think married men. Let me say Nigerian married men before Fesayo come for me. I think Nigerian married men are just extremely bold. First of all. And secondly, hush it. And I think secondly, they go for anything that isn't skirts. And there are even some that are gay.
And there are some married men. We don't want to start those ones.
According to Google, it says in general, men are more likely than women to cheat.
Yes.
20% of men and 13%, which is really not that far. 7% of.
7% of how many billions of people will fight here? Continue.
That women cheat too. That's what you're fighting. You're fighting for the other 7% that are also most likely to cheat. Of women reported that they've had sex with someone other than their spouse while married, according to data from the recent general social
survey. Are you talking Nigerian men now? Or like
talking worldwide, generally, to be honest.
Billions.
And I have no doubt with you that men cheat.
Nigerian married men.
See, men in general.
Okay.
Yes. Men in general cheat.
Yes.
And that's a fact. Men cheat. So also do women. So if we're going to sit down here and crucify people, I'm standing for the person that doesn't cheat.
But that's not even the topic. The topic is there a... Oh, you know what? Never mind. I shall stand with the fact that there are some men who do not cheat. And there are some men who cheat. Good and fine. And to the men who do not cheat, please keep it up. To the men who cheat, may the grace of God fall upon you. That's my conclusion.
All right, Alima. I think... the only thing we've been able to establish from this discussion is that we've not been able to establish anything. So I think it's safe to go on to end this particular discussion on the note that we do not really know.
No,
because it's all man for himself. This is the Wild West and it's all man for himself. So I think it's safe to say we agree to disagree.
Yo,
No. Please, voice up for my girls now. What's going on?
I'm a lady. Like, I've experienced it. Like, my friends have experienced. How will you tell me that?
I don't even think that Gbeson and Fisaya are supposed to speak. Because first things first, do men approach you? Do married men approach you?
Do you get?
So why are you so loud on the topic? The married men approach you.
I don't have breast and yash. Sorry.
Exactly. So we are telling you that we have experienced it. Married men have approached us. They have approached our friends.
You see, this is the problem I have with men, and this is why I'm a very strong feminist. You will scream, "I was raped! I was raped! I was raped!" They will say, "No, he's not my friend, though.
The reason why
I know him, oh."
The reason why I'm so strong on this topic
has to do with this married man.
It has to do with the fact that you guys never listen, with the fact that you guys are not even the ones experiencing it.
Yeah.
In this situation,
are you stammering?
I'm trying to pick my words properly so that I won't say I'm not taboo or anything.
You guys, I'm so excited. Fisaya's about to round up for us, and he has a show that I can't wait to hear.
Go Fisaya. I love Halima. Yeah. So the close up is that I think we can all agree that many men in Nigeria cheat.
Yes! We won!
Okay.
That's why I'm so confused.
Do you agree that many men in Nigeria cheat?
Well,
if we are trying to be truthful here,
I agree.
Many men in Nigeria cheat. Thank you.
All right. all right, guys, thank you for tuning in to the first episode of the Round Talk. Catch you same time, same place, same co-host next episode.
Yes, guys.